Hey guys, and welcome to Taya Talks. Today we're talking about finding your own way, this big world of crazy people. This topic is really important to me just because I took a while to find my way. And I don't mean I was a wild child that was all over the place. I just mean I had so many different careers, so many different ideas, so many different schools I wanted to go to. And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming when you've got so many options, so many ideas that you just can't seem to rein in. I also know a lot of people in school now that are still confused about what they want to do, confused about what they are doing, questioning their career path, questioning their academic path, questioning whether or not they should even still be in college. It's not an uncommon thing. And I think a lot of people seem to hide the fact that they're lost just to keep up appearances. It's especially popular in college and in the workplace. But I'm just here to tell you guys that it's totally normal, and I'm here to help you figure out what to do when you're trying to figure this out. So first things first is realizing that you aren't alone, that almost everyone goes through it. No one pops out of the womb just knowing that they're going to be an aerospace engineer, or knowing they're going to be a computer scientist, or knowing they're going to be a public speaker. I think it's just something that you figure out along the way, and you aren't a one and done. Careers aren't a one and done, or at least they shouldn't be. You should work until you find something that fits you. And if you aren't comfortable in the place that you're in, or if you feel lost in the place that you're in, then maybe that place isn't for you. And it's totally okay. Whether you've been at the job for a day or 5 years, it's totally okay to decide it's time for you to walk away and find something new. That also goes for being in college. If you've been in college and it's the end of your first year and you're like, this isn't for me, talk to your parents about it. Or, you know, you're an adult, make that decision on your own. It's your life. And if you're going to continue through it unhappy because of the path you're on now, I think it might be time to change your path. It's also really important that you know how/why you're lost. Being lost on your way isn't exactly a very slap in the face moment. You can notice that you're starting to feel confused all the time, or you aren't finding joy in what you're doing, or you're finding it quite difficult to do what you're doing. I'm going to red flag there because it's actually really important to realize difficulty does not mean that you're in the wrong field. When I first came to university, I found quite a lot of things difficult, especially me being pre-med and taking all these science classes, but that doesn't mean I'm in the wrong field, it just means I have to work harder. And I think a lot of people seem to misunderstand that, and they think that whenever something is hard, that means that they're not good at it / shouldn't do it. And that's not true. If things were easy, you'd get bored with them really quickly. That being said, if you realize that things are going bad for you, that things are really hard and you're not finding joy in trying to pick up with them or learn them or persevere through it, then perhaps you should start considering, you know, how you got to this point and why you're still in this point. A lot of people, they think that because they're finding something to be boring, that it's just because it's an intro level, or it's just because, you know, I'm not normally good at this thing, or I've never taken this class, or I've never done this career before. If you're starting to realize that you dread each day going to this class or dread each day going to this job, perhaps it's not for you. I hate to sound like the, chase your dreams type of person, but it's more so of make yourself comfortable. I'm not saying to just dump your whole life and start over if you're not in the position to do that. In fact, that'd be really irresponsible to do that. I'm just saying, if it's in your control, if it's within your realm of control, then definitely do something about it, because there's no point in pursuing a career or staying in the same job that isn't doing anything for your happiness, isn't teaching you anything, because you feel stuck, so you're not willing to learn. There's just no point there. Another thing about finding your way is just figuring out how to get back on track. For a lot of people, that's really hard. Because it's one thing to realize, man, I'm stuck, or man, I don't know where I am, I don't know what I'm doing, or I hate what I'm doing, and I don't know where to go from here. But it's another thing to figure out how to get back on track. My rule of thumb is to find where my purpose is. So that means to find where my talent intersects with making money, intersects with helping others. And that point of those intersections is where your passion and your purpose could be. So for example, if you like helping people but you hate school, you could always just become a life coach, become like a certified life coach. Or if you like TV and you love writing, then you could become a skit writer for a TV show, or you could be a screenplay writer or something like that. You know, there are endless possibilities of what someone could pursue based on their passions and their interests and what they're good at. And it's just really important that you realize that this isn't a one and done. This isn't a day process. This is like a year process, a 2-year process. Finding what you're good at and what you're passionate at doesn't happen overnight. You just don't wake up with the ability to kick a soccer ball. You don't wake up with the ability to write an entire screenplay. It definitely takes time and it takes work. That being said, also, if you're feeling stuck because your passion isn't producing anything for you, perhaps you should rework how you're using your passion. Being a writer and only writing fan fiction is not going to help you in the long run. So I would, you know, things like that you should rethink. Also, having a passion for medicine but not pursuing it, that's another problem. If you're really passionate about something, even if you don't really know where to start, just make sure that you understand that you should use that, because that will just make life working so much easier, so much better for you and the person that you'll benefit. A lot of people get stuck because they don't know how to use their passion. For example, oh, you've got a passion for speaking. What do I do with that? Well, you could do anything, really. You could do public speaking. You could do customer service. You could be a specialist of some sort in linguistics. You could do a public speaker. You could be a counselor. You could work with children. It's just really important to realize how you can market your passions, even if, you know, it seems like something simple, like, oh, I can hold a great conversation, but I don't know what to do about that. You could do a lot of things with that. In fact, a lot of really good business people know how to hold a conversation. A lot of great salespeople know how to hold a conversation. You know, you just need to find your talent and use it to your advantage. I'm not saying all of this just to say, well, you've gotta get out here and pull yourself up by the boots. I understand it's really hard when you lose your way. In fact, when I came to university, there's so many different majors, so many different people that seem like they know what they're doing. I got lost really quickly. For a very long time, I was like, man, do I still want to do physics, or what do I want to do? Do I want to do CS? What do I want to do? I ended up doing neither, because not only did I no longer enjoy them in the university setting, but I also just decided that there was something I was much better at that I really loved, which was anthropology. And a lot of people will tell you, oh, you have to have a certain major to get into a certain career, and that's not true. I got a lot of backlash for being an anthropology major and being on the pre-med track. A lot of people are like, what are you going to do with that if you're trying to go into medicine? And I can do a lot of things because I'm passionate about it. I know quite a bit about it. And I know how to make it work for me and my desired profession. And that being said, everyone should work like that. Don't major in something that you think will get you a job. Major in something you're passionate about and learn how to make it get you a job. Don't choose a career that will keep you paid. Find your passion and find a career that will keep you paid with that passion. I'm not saying everyone should go out and pursue being a songwriter, singer, but I am saying that if you have a talent and you don't want to let it go, or you have a passion and you don't want to let go, learn to make it work for you. That's the biggest part of finding your way, is learning to not give up your passions, not give up your dreams, not give up the things that you had been working so hard on just because someone or some society or some group of people seems like they have it together, or seems like they know the answers, or some company makes it seem like you have to have a certain major. What's for you will be for you. That being said, if you find something in this life that makes you want to wake up every morning, you stick to it. Doesn't matter if it's juggling, if it's basketball, if it's dancing, if it's writing, you stick to it, because there's not a lot of things in this world anymore that can just drive someone to wake up every day and just put a smile on their face every day. So it's really special when someone actually gets the chance to pursue whatever is their driving force. That's especially important for college students because a lot of the time they feel really pressured into majoring in something that seems to be lucrative right away. It's really popular for those pursuing business. I'm not saying every business major should drop and major in music. I'm just saying be more cautious as to why you're majoring and what you're majoring in. Do you enjoy it, or do you feel like it'll get you a job? If you don't enjoy it and you only feel like it'll get you a job, even consider doing a double major, or maybe minoring in business and majoring in what you like, or majoring in business and minoring in what you really like. But make sure that you're not sacrificing your likes and your desires and your happiness, your passions, for a lucrative cause. Especially if, you know, in the long run, you don't foresee yourself staying in that career and being happy for a very long time. In this generation, it's really popular that people are selecting jobs and careers that just pays the bills. Happiness isn't even a factor anymore. And I hate to be preachy, but happiness is really important. That's how we are the best at what we do, because we enjoy what we do. And if you don't enjoy what you do, then your job isn't going to really be the best it could be. You won't be performing at your best. You won't be feeling at your best. And a lot of the times, your life won't reach its potential because you've sacrificed something you really like for something that is kind of lackluster to you. That's also especially important for those pursuing the work field of medicine. That's not a good profession to just choose off a whim, just because if you're not passionate about medicine, then you're gonna have to work really, really hard in the industry just to find justification for what you're doing. And a lot of the times, you know, those doctors that don't really want to be doctors or didn't want, they aren't enjoying it. And that means their patients probably aren't enjoying it. And in that instance, you know, you'd be better off choosing something you like. I do understand that some people are already in their careers and they don't really enjoy them. And I say this because a lot of people do end up pursuing a major that they don't like, but it does get them a job, and a really well-paying job, but then they are filled with regret, like, oh, I wish I could have majored in this, or I wish I could have done this. For those people, still reach out and do those things. I'm not saying go back to school and major in that again, but I'm saying if you wanted to learn how to play the guitar, learn to play the guitar. If you wanted to dance, join a dance company. If you wanted to write, write every time you get off. Or find a job that you're writing and doing business. But don't let go of your dreams for the sake of a career. Even if that means you still have to get that career, just never let go of your passions, because those are the driving force in who we are. And we'd be nothing without our passions. So that's enough for today. I hope you all have learned a little something from this interesting podcast to start out with. Again, this is Taya Talks. And if you guys loved my talks, feel free to add me on Instagram or follow me on Instagram at Taya Talks. And I'll chat with you all next week.